This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. It is Wednesday, the 1st of June, and it is just past 12:05 p.m. I'm Christine Wong, and in the studio with me today is
Frida Liu.
And today we're talking about the future of the gaming industry. According to a study from Zion Market Research, the gaming industry has garnered a revenue worth nearly $201 billion in 2021 and is anticipated to gain returns worth $435 billion by 2028. So what are the trends that will be driving this growth, and what other technological innovations might we be seeing further implemented within the gaming space? We'll be discussing that today. If you'd like to get in touch with us about this topic, we are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and also on Twitter at BFM Radio. Now, the talk about the revolution of the gaming industry and the new changes it brings to society has been an ongoing topic for some time, even before the pandemic. However, if anything, one of the effects of the pandemic was this acceleration of the growth, the spread of virtual ventures like e-wallets, shopping apps like Shopee or Lazada, and of course, gaming. With that being said, the number of gamers in Malaysia is expected to amount to 16.7 million users by 2026, the largest segment of which are mobile gamers, with a market volume of $286 million in 2022, according to Statista. So we thought, let's take a look at some of the trends that are spurring the gaming industry's exponential boom. So first of all, quicker internet connections, right? Recently, the hype has been about 5G technology, which offers significantly higher speeds in both download and upload. This will allow game developers to create more demanding games that will have no problems running. So how large the game files will be are not an issue, right, since the download speed compensates for that, right? So besides the typical computer console players, this is actually a trend that will impact mobile players as well. With faster internet, they'll be able to play games with better visuals and less latency, especially the multiplayer ones. And this also allows game servers to support a larger number of players as well. So that opens up this community to a wider audience.
All right, so that's a quicker internet connection. Next one is gaming on the cloud. So the improved internet connection offers a variety of possible applications. For example, many companies have already made efforts to create cloud gaming platforms. So for regular players, there's a variety of games that can be explored that do not require overpriced hardware. For pro PC gamers, especially computer parts are getting more expensive and harder to come by for the quality of gameplay that they prefer. So with cloud gaming, people simply have to subscribe to the platform, then they're able to play all the games there without the need to upgrade their systems. And all you need is a streaming device or a smart television, which many consumers already have at home. And this makes gaming more accessible for people, which is, I guess, beneficial for everyone included.
Right. And another trend in the gaming industry are virtual reality machines, of course, and headsets, right? I mean, look, while video games began with the pixelated characters and two-dimensional movement, we actually now have the ability to experience as close to real-life sensations as possible alongside our playable characters, right? So these virtual reality machines have become favorite pieces of equipment for many gaming enthusiasts. Popular mainstream titles like Counter-Strike and Halo are expanding into providing products in the VR space in order to create a new experience, but with pre-existing content for their fans. However, that being said, with all this in mind, VR is still not a perfect science. It does still have a few side effects, like motion sickness, for example, right? There's still a ways to go when it comes to the world of virtual reality.
Right. You know, when you talk about the two-dimensional movements, pixelated ones, you are not young enough to remember this, okay? You were not born when I experienced that, right? Okay.
I mean, I've played Pac-Man, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, okay.
maybe not young enough. I don't know what that says about me.
Okay. Improved sensations is another one. So in addition to virtual reality machines, there are new novelties and equipment and gadgets to improve our sensation in games. For example, there's this Wooja gaming vest. And I was looking at it just now. So this vest is on, right? So similar to what you may have seen in Ready Player One, basically a vest that creates tactile sensations throughout the body using vibrating motors. So if you're being shot, I think you sort of get that sensation.
Yeah.
So anyway, this enhances the consumer's ability to engage with gaming content and even enjoy the stream events or movie watching with a different perspective.
Yeah, like a sort of 4D theater experience kind of thing. Right. And look, of course, we can't talk about innovations in tech without mentioning the metaverse. You know, there are some people who enjoy those team-based high-action shooting games. Mm. Some prefer games with more socializing and slow-tempo gameplay. But both of which the metaverse would allow for on a grander scale. And this online world also creates a great climate for businesses and advertisers. So take, you know, I know it's not gaming, right? But take the Tiger Street Food Virtual Festival as an example, because that allowed vendors to show their wares in that virtual space, which was an interesting development for the retail experience, especially, of course, during the pandemic, right, where we can't show up in person. Mm. And in addition, there can even be events like concerts being held in the metaverse, like the Ariana Grande tour that was held in Fortnite, as well as the potential for virtual office spaces and even potentially an expansion of virtual learning spaces as well.
Right. So all these things from gaming comes into play. I know even ABBA had a reunion concert, right? Okay, I was watching. Anyway, NFTs, we've got to talk about that. Implementation of non-fungible tokens. So NFTs are grown in popularity recently, so cannot exclude them from the gaming field. So many developers are considering including NFTs in their games, both as collectibles as well as rewarding mechanisms that players can exchange for profit. So in addition, some games use cryptocurrencies as a rewarding mechanism just for playing. Instead of getting purely virtual items or in-game achievements, games could reward you with crypto, allowing you to earn extra money on the side and play games at the same time.
If anyone knows about a game that just pays you to play it, please let us know.
Yeah, so and we can tell the parents, because then they'll be happy that their children are playing the games.
It's a side hustle. It's a side hustle, we swear, right? Look, speaking of profiting from gaming, the gaming community is constantly growing, and in parallel, the world of video game streamers has also exploded. It's actually become a viable career path for many, especially on platforms like Twitch, which allow for live and immediate payments in the form of gifts and subscriptions.
Right. Another, the final one is better competition. So alongside the rise of streaming, esports has also seen a massive rise in interest, both in participation and viewership. It's become a $1 billion industry as a result. In Malaysia, we have a lot. We're pretty advanced in this area. Yeah. So last year's Dota 2 tournament, which took place in Bucharest and was won by T-Spirit, reached a record prize pool of just over $40 million. So racking a cumulative 107.23 million hours watched. It was also the second most watched esports event of last year, behind League of Legends Worlds Tournament. With more people showing interest in these events, many companies are willing to sponsor them. When the finances from companies and ticket sales are combined, the prize pools have shown a steady growth over the past few years. Yeah, you know, so I mean, looking at this, you know, of course, the first point was we talk about 5G and we're still at that stage.
Yeah, there has been this sort of chat that's been coming up recently about how our 5G coverage in Malaysia is very slow, very, very slow compared to even our neighbors, our immediate neighbors in Southeast Asia. So that is something that I don't think we can benefit from as quickly or as smoothly yet as maybe some of our peers. But it is... it's happening, I think.
Yes, of course.
So, you know, at least we have that to look forward to. And much like you said as well, I think one of the interesting things is that our government has really supported the esports field as well. There's been a lot of funding that's gone into that in our national budget, for example, in, you know, creating that space and supporting the esports industry, because it is a massive cash grab.
Right. And of course, you know, we'll definitely, you know, maybe get hold of people from the, I know the folks at MDEC and Cradle support this, and maybe we can get their views as well. But after this, we'll be speaking to Alexander Fernandez, the CEO of Streamline Media Group, on his thoughts about this. And of course, if you have any thoughts around this, you can always tweet us at BFM Radio. Send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. All happening after this song.
Yes, we will be hearing Vertigo by U2 coming up shortly on BFM 89.9.
That's that motion sickness.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and joining me in the studio is...
Frida Liu.
And today we're talking about the trends in the gaming industry. And to join us for that conversation, we have Alexander Fernandez, CEO of Streamline Media Group, on the line with us. Thank you so much to Alexander for joining us today. But if you would like to get involved in the conversation, where can people find us?
They can find us on Twitter at BFM Radio. They can find us on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899.
Amazing. So, Alex, thank you so much for hanging on the line. First of all, what consumer habits in terms of gaming did you observe during the height of the pandemic?
Well, what we saw were brands leveraging game technology to connect to their consumers, and a greater number of consumers choosing to go interactive first. The shift in behavior has ushered in what we are now calling the metaverse and will not abate as people have discovered how easy it is just to go online for work, pleasure, and commerce. Now it's all happening in 3D, whereas before it was just 2D and you had to read. Now people are basically being fully immersed in 3D technology, which is basically coming from the video games industry and allowing them to really enjoy what they're seeing.
Right. And what kept you guys, Streamline Studios, busy during this period?
That's a really good question. Honestly, the pandemic brought forward opportunities that we didn't even foresee. We just had a feeling would happen, but we just didn't think it would be that fast. I always laugh. I think that at some certain points, we were 19 years too early in some of these cases. So first off was our primary business of video games. More games went into production than ever before. Our clients were booming. The industry kept growing. In fact, $200 billion is what they're estimating the video games industry to be worth this year. There's been over $150 billion worth of M&A done this year, and the expectations that it will reach $180 billion this year. What that basically means is that there will be close to 80% of the entire global video games industry consolidating in 2022, which is crazy when you consider the fact that basically this is an industry that's it's about 40 years old. So seeing this type of M&A was actually quite fascinating. Second thing that we saw happening was basically the rise of interactive digital assets. Companies around the world realized that they could use video games beyond entertainment for training, for commerce, and also for change management. We worked with a global institute called the Digital Supply Chain Institute that helps basically Fortune 10, Fortune 5 companies leverage digital supply chains in a more effective manner. And we worked with them in regards to implementing basically change management through the core of multiplayer gaming. Effectively, what ended up happening is we basically realized alongside the DFCI is that multiplayer gaming actually teaches individuals how to react faster to data, how to move together in fragmentation, and effectively how did you leverage these new attributes that come from gaming in a chaotic world that, well, life has just actually been since today. This basically allowed us to sit down and basically leverage not only just the idea of making games, but really the skills that one gets by playing in order to help accelerate decision making and help teams that are not sitting next to each other work in a distributed fashion. It's been quite fascinating to see how that has come off. And companies around the world are now just discovering just how agile you can be if you really embrace multiplayer gaming and the essence of what it means to work in a fragmented way to come together and actually achieve their goals. So that's a really exciting. And the last thing was effectively the metaverse. So we ended up working with Balenciaga, the luxury fashion brand out of France, to help them bring their fall 2021 fashion lineup to their consumers. We streamed in 120 countries over 7 days, and millions of people came to basically experience their new lineup. This allowed basically what was fashion's first foray into the metaverse and really became the gold standard. What was amazing about this is that basically the fashion industry, the one industry that is culturally relevant, though basically stuck in, say, more antiquated processes, was the first to embrace the metaverse, and there's been no looking back since. They've been taking off. Brands like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, they've all understood how the metaverse will help them connect their consumers, and that's just exciting for the games industry.
That is really exciting. Speaking about sort of the metaverse and other tech buzzwords, right? How much of your future business is reliant on 5G? And will this be affected by government policies and the rollout of 5G networks as well?
Listen, 5G is a great rollout in terms of basically speed, and faster, the better, obviously. But here's the thing. Policies and the consumer are really going to be focused on about getting to the hands of really what makes life better. And I think really that's innovation. And really, there's no sense in basically remaining behind the curve on this when we know that the great game, the great, say, battle or competition between nations will be about the individuals that live in those nations having access to technology, being digital first, and participating in this global economy. Even if basically there's a bit of a hesitation in policy, the reality is that you're going to give it rather than take it away, because ultimately you want your populace, your citizenry, to be basically competitive and actually taking advantage of changes that are happening in the world.
I know you mentioned this earlier, Alex, but how much more the metaverse is playing out for Streamline?
Well, quite a bit. So we're building, we're consulting, and we're ensuring that policymakers, brands, and financial institutions understand how the metaverse actually works. But above all, we're making sure that new talent understands how much video games are the foundations for the metaverse and digital transformation of industry. You cannot do what is taking place right now in our economy without video games. And I would dare say that everyone realized that the heart of digital transformation of industry runs through the video games industry. So if you begin to pay attention, not only in the demographic change, but also in the skills-based change, you will realize that gaming is really where it's at.
Mm-hmm, I see. What about NFTs?
Well, here's the thing. There's this huge debate about NFTs and how real they are, but I look at it from a very simple form that NFTs are the highest form of disruption in culture and in business. Number one, basically what you're starting to see here is that there are people that are freaking out because NFTs themselves offer the opportunity for the artist or the creator to actually capture their value, whether that's through smart contracts and proof of ownership, to effectively always being involved in the transaction after the first sale is done. So secondary sales becomes a benefit. The other side of this is also what it means for brands, the ability to take loyalty programs to the next level and provide a utility in which brands can basically offer their most ardent and most hardcore supporters new experiences that wouldn't otherwise be able to be done in the form of this digital membership. And more importantly, what we've seen is basically with NFTs just in general is that there's a value and a sense of a alignment of purpose when people basically feel like they're a part of and are incentivized by the actual brand or the actual NFT, the group community that are utilizing it. So for as a company, we've been observing and dabbling since 2015. We really find this fascinating. I myself personally find it extremely fascinating. And I think there's a lot of stuff that's coming out of this. We've seen some really good results. And, you know, I would just say stay tuned on that.
Right. So pray tell, what else do you see panning out in your industry?
Well, here's the thing. Video games and the respective crafts of art, code, design, and technology have found their way into all aspects of entertainment and business. It's much like the 90s and the dawn of the internet. If you go back to 1994 and you think about what the internet was, a series of basically gray web pages, purple and blue hyperlinks, it was really hard to see what this was going to become. Yet 30 years later, the internet is everything, and we redefined the world, education, economy, and social fabric. We see things very differently now than we did in 94. And I dare say the same thing is what's happening with the advent of the metaverse and basically the prevailing saturation of video games. The reality is that video game technology, their crafts, are changing the way we actually interact, entertain, conduct commerce, and educate ourselves. So anyone out there that has kids, I would tell them, please let them and tell them to learn how to do different skill sets within gaming, whether it's design, the art, engineering, or the overall just understanding of how they come together, because you will be setting them up for the skills that will be required for success in their life. The reality is that in the end of the day, video games is serving as the layer one for everything that is coming. The way we do immersive design, the way we entertain, the way we actually go about convincing you of a new world that you otherwise cannot see, this is happening. This is something that I believe as it spreads across the world, nations like Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Latin America, Africa, where the next 2 billion people are coming from, have a tremendous opportunity to leapfrog other nations because of the fact that they have access to technology, but also they have the youth demographic, which is really, let's be clear, all this is predicated on having young, agile kids that want to learn, that are hungry. This is the opportunity, and this truly is the new GDP that will shape the world.
Right.
And that's it. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being with us today and providing a lot of those insights. That was Alexander Fernandez, CEO of Streamline Media Group. Right. What did you think about what he said?
Oh, well, I'm just saying that I'm sending my son to learn design computing. That's what he's studying at the moment because this is the future.
Mm-hmm. That's the investment that you're making.
Yes, yes, yes. I want my returns.
You want your returns, right. That about brings us to the end of today's Enterprise Biz Bytes. We were speaking to Alexander Fernandez, CEO of Streamline Media Group. And of course, if you've missed any of today's show, you can head over to our app, which is available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also reach us, find the shows on bfm.my. And of course, do stay tuned coming up at 1 p.m. on the Breakfast Grill replay. Synergens Berhad is a Penang-based electronics manufacturing solutions provider that made their debut on the ACE market for a 4.3% premium. Lai Yin-choi, Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director, talked about the purpose of the proceeds raised and the outlook for the tech industry on The Breakfast Grill. That's all coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. On behalf of myself and Frida Liu, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. And coming up next is Dear Maker by Led Zeppelin, followed by The Riverboat Song by Ocean Colour Scene here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.